Greetings to all our listeners from the Gunawage Mohawk Territory on the south shore of Montreal and from the Quebec Native Women's Organization. My name is Sherry Osnaawi Jacobs and I am your host. I am the Digital Information Coordinator on Family Violence in an Indigenous Context at the Quebec Native Women's Organization situated in Gunawage, Quebec. This podcast is one episode in a series of bilingual podcasts on family violence, and I use the term family violence as domestic violence, intimate partner violence, or conjugal violence affects the whole family and not just the victim and the aggressor. The goal is to help spread awareness about the concept of family violence that includes elders, children, and aggressors, as well as to highlight organizations and resources that help victims, family members, and concerned community members. The website sosviolenceconjugale.ca, all one word, is an excellent resource for learning about and coping with family violence, and the website is available in 28 languages, and they have a hotline that is in operation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as a chat feature. SOS Violence Conjugale has been in service for 35 years, and they are the gateway to any service needed, such as Indigenous women shelters. Their number is 1-800-363-9010. On our Quebec Native Women's website, you will find the Nonviolence folder under the Files tab, where there is a drop-down menu and the Nonviolence folder is the second option. There we have a toolbox with several materials that are designed to equip workers who work with Indigenous women, girls, two-spirited people, and families in abusive situations. You will find resource directories, awareness tools, campaigns, and educational materials for social workers and Indigenous women shelters alike. In this episode, I will be discussing how you can take back control over your life should you be experiencing intimate partner violence. These strategies may be very helpful for you to know what exactly is involved when you find yourself in a whirlwind of events and manipulations, and when you feel or believe you have little to no control over the happenings in your life. With permission from sosviolenceconjugale.ca, my source of information is articles found on their website. Before we begin, if you or someone you know is a residential school survivor, you can access Emotional and Crisis Referral Service at 1-866-925-4419. There is also the Hope for Wellness line at 1-855-242-3310. So let's begin. Breaking the hold of intimate partner violence, reclaiming power over your life. When you are faced by intimate partner violence, IPV, or post-separation violence, you often find yourself in a whirlwind of events and manipulations that makes it feel as if you have no control over what happens in your life. Different strategies for regaining power over one situation are possible and can help to eventually break the hold of IPV. It is important to know that IPV involves many complicated issues that may block certain avenues for some time. There is no right or wrong choice, no good or bad victim, no healthy or unhealthy way to deal with situations of IPV. The important thing is to make your own choices, to follow your instinct about what is safe for you and your children. Calling 911 in case of an emergency. It is important to know that you can always call 911 for emergency assistance when violence is occurring. If you are afraid for yourself or fearful for the safety of someone else, including that of the abusive person, you can also call 911 if you want to leave a partner but are afraid of how they will react when you leave the house. Breaking the silence and finding support. When IPV is present, the abuser often deliberately keeps the victim isolated to prevent them from having access to moral support and concrete help, and to prevent them from having access to a vision of events in which they are not responsible for the situation. To achieve this, various strategies are usually put in place by the abuser early on in the relationship. It is often difficult to return to loved ones when they have been pushed away, but when it is possible to reconnect with them or to open up about your situation, it can make a world of difference. It can also be helpful to have access to a specialized IPV counselor. This person can offer support and accompaniment no matter what you want to do with your situation. Anonymous telephone support, one-on-one meetings, and support groups are available. Making up your mind about your situation. In situations of IPV, the abuser usually imposes their own view of things and events on the victim. This process is insidious but can make it difficult for you to form and maintain your own view of your situation. Documenting the situation can already serve as a guide if you come to doubt your perceptions because of the partner's emotional abuse. When he tries to impose his version of events during the remission phase of the IPV cycle, keeping evidence of what actually happened and what you understood at the time can help counter the abuser's manipulation. You can also complete the interactive self-assessment tools available on the SOS Violence Conjugales website to explore the different manifestations of violence and of control that may be present in your relationship. Documenting violent events. Because of the many issues involved in IPV, it may not be the right time to press criminal charges or to leave your abuser at this time. However, it may be useful to keep a record of the violent events, whether criminal or not, in case you wish to report it to the authorities in the future, or if you ever need to have the presence of IPV recognized in divorce proceedings. To effectively document an abusive situation, you can describe the events in writing, the date, place and time of the events, as well as a detailed description of what happened. This can be done by describing it as if you were an outsider looking in, writing down what you and your partner said and did as accurately as possible. Keep any relevant information that can be used as evidence, writings, text messages, emails, handwritten letters, etc., recordings, messages or phone conversations, etc., or photos, injuries, damage to the house, etc., that show that the event took place. If there are witnesses, keep their contact information and their own written description of what they saw. If children were involved, however, it is best to avoid asking them to record their observations as this may be detrimental to their own recovery. You can note their presence and what they were exposed to, but it is better not to ask them to describe it. When the relationship is still ongoing, care should be taken as to where this information is kept. If possible, it is best to keep it safe outside of your home, at work, at a friend's house, etc., and to avoid recording it on any electronic device that your partner has access to. Safety planning. Regardless of the forms of violence you experience, it is useful to create safety planning scenarios to prepare what you can do in a dangerous situation and to improve your physical and psychological safety. Safety planning aims to counteract the risks associated with a decision or with a situation. It can help when making difficult decisions and allows you to prepare to face the different situations, protecting yourself against technological abuse. Technological tools have always been used by aggressors to gain power over their partners. What characterizes the current period is that these tools are increasingly numerous, effective, accessible, and affordable. Whether via cellular devices, apps, social networks, home automation, or anything else, the opportunities for abusers are numerous, and it can be complex to spot technological abuse in one's life and know how to protect oneself from it. Knowing your rights. There are many legal avenues available to help defend your rights and integrity. Some help protect you from violence, while others enable you to rebuild as comfortable a life as possible afterwards. It's important to have the right information to make the best possible decisions in the context. Since 2021, victims of intimate partner violence have access to 4 hours of free legal support with the Rebâtir helpline to find the right answers to all their questions and initiate their legal proceedings. Exploring the idea of breaking up the relationship. Breaking up is unequivocally the most difficult decision facing a victim of IPV. Now is often not the best time to leave a violent relationship. The stakes are high and the path is full of dangers. However, chances are that someday you will have an opportunity to do so safely. It is an option that can lead to long-term safety in some situations. You have the right to explore the idea of leaving your partner, to explore the issues involved, to think about the resources you might use, and to think about ways to mitigate the danger. The more opportunity you have to prepare for this departure, the more likely it is to go as smoothly as possible. You can do this with someone who understands the complexity of the issue and who will not put pressure on your choice by calling on a counselor in a specialized IPV resource through SOS Violence Conjugal Services. You have the right to explore the idea of leaving your partner, to explore the issues involved, to think about the resources you might use, and to think about ways to mitigate the danger. The more opportunity you have to prepare for this departure, the more likely it is to go as smoothly as possible. You can do this with someone who understands the complexity of the issue and who will not put pressure on your choice by calling on a counselor in a specialized IPV resource through SOS Violence Conjugal Services. Finding safety in a shelter. When you are experiencing IPV, you can go to a shelter to take a step back from your situation, to find a safe space following an abusive event, or during the process of leaving the abuser. In Quebec, there is a province-wide network of first and second step shelters that are available to help ensure your immediate safety and to help plan the best possible future for yourself and for your children. Filing a criminal complaint. When you have been subjected to criminal offenses in the context of IPV, you have the right to file a complaint no matter how much time has passed since the event. Of course, pressing charges can be a difficult decision to make because many issues are at stake. Because of this, it can be a good idea to seek the support of a counselor who is specialized in IPV when considering this option. If you wish, you can also be accompanied when you meet with the authorities. You can also consult a lawyer or a prosecutor anonymously through the Rebâtir and Info DPCP services in order to weigh the legal stakes of this decision. Claiming financial compensation from IVAC. In Quebec, whether or not you choose to file a complaint with the authorities, you can apply for compensation for certain forms of criminal violence. In situations of IPV, as well as in situations of sexual violence or childhood abuse, you can apply for compensation no matter how much time has passed since the event. This compensation can cover costs related to the loss of wages, care for a child born from rape, psychosocial or medical care, including for those not covered by Medicaid, relocation, alarm systems, etc. If you wish, you can be accompanied in this claim by a counselor specialized in IPV in a shelter or by the interveners of the Crime Victims Assistance Centers. CAVAC, CAVAC. To get in touch with a counselor who is specialized in IPV, with a crime victim advocate, with a lawyer, with a prosecutor, or to have access to shelters, SOS Violence Conjugal is available 24/7 by phone at 1-800-363-9010. And that concludes our episode for today. Please stay tuned for a follow-up episode on the services provided by the Crime Victims Assistance Centers in Quebec. Thank you for joining me today.